You're listening to the CryptoCast podcast.
Welcome to the Crypto and Blockchain Talk.
Hello.
Hey.
Guten Tag.
Hallo.
Hola.
Shalom.
Hallo.
Namaste.
Ni hao.
Vivet.
Hello.
Salut.
Yassas.
Salve.
Ciao.
Bonjour.
Our podcast talks about the latest trends in the worlds of cryptocurrencies and the blockchain. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Crypto and Blockchain Talk. It seems that crypto is a word now you are hearing more and more every day. And what's even better is that crypto is in use in places more and more every day. Cryptocurrencies are being used in place of or in addition to fiat currencies, which is government-issued currencies, in more and more places and for more and more services. So the topic for this week is using crypto in your everyday life. And I'll start with, first of all, the notions of why is cryptocurrency even a thing? What is the difference between the numbers in a bank account versus the numbers in your crypto wallet? And why are there thousands of cryptocurrencies, which is impossible to keep track of unless you actually look every day at CoinMarketCap or one of the other websites which give you the information about how a coin or token is actually performing at the moment. So before we go any further, a bank account and a crypto wallet are pretty much the same. They tell you exactly how much money you have either in fiat currency or in cryptocurrency. Now, in order to take out your cryptocurrency, you can do many things these days. One of them is to go to perhaps a Bitcoin ATM, or another is to go to one of the exchanges, which is linked to a debit card, and then do the transaction, which allows you to convert your cryptocurrency over into a fiat currency and then pay for your goods or services. And then, of course, there's the straightforward option of just going to a business which actually accepts cryptocurrency straight through. So in other words, you just transfer your coins or tokens straight to that company, and then they'll deal with the conversion on their end, whichever way they decide. Now, if you don't know the difference between coins and tokens, or if you don't even understand what I'm talking about at all, you may want to refer back to one of our prior podcasts called Coins, Tokens, and Getting to Know Them. And in that episode, we explain the difference between coins and tokens. Using cryptocurrency, there is no reason anymore that we should wait for days for deposits and withdrawals to clear, wire transfers to be sent, and cashier's checks to be printed and mailed, when we can just email someone around the world in seconds and send money and other types of transactions. It seems that finally, major corporations, banks, and government institutions are catching on that the answer to all of these problems is cryptocurrencies based on blockchain technology. Many of our listeners may very well have a PayPal account, and PayPal was one of the most revolutionary services that pushed online shopping even further after a very long stalemate, adding another layer of safety and anonymity between the buyer and the seller, and anyone else trying to take a peek illegally at your account. PayPal was never a currency, though. It's just a payment gateway, providing a debit card linked to your PayPal balance in whichever currency of the country that you were situated in. When Bitcoin came around, it brought a novel idea to the table called proof of work to make sure that each transaction was legitimate and transparent, and every transaction is stored on something called the blockchain that anyone could read and be held accountable for. In other words, all transactions are very transparent, and you can actually see these transactions on many websites by typing into Google, view Bitcoin transactions live, and then you will see websites come up such as blockchain.info, and it will tell you when the blocks were created, the number of transactions contained within each block, and the total amount of monies sent. One of my very favorite websites is bitbonkers.com, which actually does Bitcoin transactions as a visualization and is absolutely fantastic to watch. It's quite fun and educational, and it does give you a better understanding of how the blocks are filled with transactions. Now, while this whole cryptocurrency field is yet to be accepted by the majority of people in this world, and if anything, it's a very small minority in comparison to the population of this planet, there are already many cases of real-life uses for cryptocurrencies. The number of ATMs that will either convert crypto into fiat or fiat into crypto is increasing. And there are websites such as coinatmradar.com, which will help you find the nearest crypto ATM. And these crypto ATMs are already in over 70 countries. Now, this might not appeal to someone who only travels to their local grocery store and then back to their own home. But for someone, for instance, living in Europe, where you can travel to two or three countries in a day, it is greatly convenient to be able to carry only one currency that is acceptable and can convert everywhere. Now, there are a number of online shops that are also taking cryptocurrencies, and the number is growing every single day. And I will name just a few, and I'm sure you won't be shocked to learn that some of these are the biggest brands in the world, such as Expedia.com, Microsoft.com, and even Subway. Yes, the sandwich company, so Subway.com. And of course, there's a number of other companies ranging from Racetrack Auto 24, which is a racetrack in the small town of Pärnu in Estonia, all the way to the much larger IPO-listed companies such as Overstock.com and Dish.com, which is the Dish Network in the United States of America. So the number of stores and companies who are accepting cryptocurrency for the purchase of goods and services is on the increase. And just to add even further, you can shop on Amazon through a portal called purse.io and purchase whatever you would like using your own cryptocurrency wallet. Furthermore, you can also pay your bills using your cryptocurrency. There are over 45,000 companies are registered at www.billpayforcoins.com. And you can search there to see if your electric bill, gas bill, insurance bill provider, whoever you actually purchase your utilities or other different types of services from, and then you can pay in cryptocurrency for these services. You may have also seen lately many crypto debit cards which are being advertised, and there are a large handful of these debit cards that will allow you to withdraw directly from your account. Now, these typically can only access a few of the major cryptocurrencies, but that is good enough in my book anyway. So do your research if you're interested in applying and getting one of these crypto debit cards, or you can await for a future article, which we are coming out with, which will be comparing several of these crypto debit cards against each other. But you need to beware because there's a high demand for some of these cards and there's a long wait time for you to actually receive these cards in your own hands. There's also another thing that you need to be careful of, and that is just to look at the fees that many of these cards are coming out with, because quite frankly, even though some are very reasonable, some are astronomical and quite frankly a ripoff. So don't be caught out and do your research before actually putting your name to any of these crypto debit cards. Now, each currency has their own accounts, which are stored on the blockchain with their own balances and access codes, which can be accessed directly from your phone app. Now, there are specialized apps, for instance, Exodus and Jax, to name just two, that are built to access many different wallets through one easy-to-use interface. So, paying for gas at a gas station will be as easy as scanning a QR code at the pump with your phone and then filling up. There is still a lot of evaluation needed in this entire segment of the market before mass adaptation and everyday common use will take place. So you need to keep your expectations tempered for the time being. If you actually are lucky enough to own one of these crypto debit cards at the current time, then you can go on to coinmap.org and actually see all of the places in the world that accept cryptocurrency as a payment for their goods and services. This is another one of my favorite tools on the internet as a crypto and blockchain enthusiast. And when you go on there, you can see how you can spend your hard-earned crypto, and you can take your girlfriend or boyfriend out for a nice meal or a nice shopping trip, knowing that you're using a form of payment which is still at the embryonic stages. It's quite fun, and I really enjoy paying in crypto because we're doing something that is quite revolutionary. And even though it may have been a brainchild of people for the last 30 years and in actual implementation for approximately the last 10, it is going to see a real boost onto the scene as time progresses. And as we have seen in places such as that Manhattan restaurant, La Sirene, who are now accepting only cryptocurrency as a payment method and totally eliminating fiat and other credit and debit cards, as they will only take cryptocurrencies. Furthermore, in Japan, there are hundreds of thousands of places now taking cryptocurrencies as payments, and it is really being adopted at a countrywide level. And Yamada Denki, which is one of the largest electronic retailer chains in Japan, has now launched their cryptocurrency payments acceptance scheme at their major Tokyo-based stores, and they will be planning the national rollout shortly. South Korea's largest e-commerce platform, which is Wemepu, has launched their Bitcoin payment scheme along with 11 other cryptocurrencies, including Ethereum and Litecoin, after making a partnership with a major cryptocurrency exchange in Korea. So as you can see, there is a worldwide renaissance happening, and this is being embraced in a country-by-country domino effect, as we see other governments realizing, and also corporations and banks, that cryptocurrencies need to be part of the actual accepted currency bases in order to create more viable solutions, not just for travelers, but also for locals who are looking for a way to actually use a currency which is deemed as being more worldly acceptable, more transparent, and more secure. Thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast. We have so many more interesting topics to cover, and we would like to invite you to also follow us on TuneIn, Spotify, and Stitcher. And we would also like to invite you to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Google+. And we look forward to having you next time as our listener. So take care and have a really great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the CryptoCast podcast. Stay tuned in for more episodes.